Hi, I'm Michael Laro with Shannon Eby, and we are interviewing Mr. Freddie Moran today.
What was it like moving from Wallenpaupack to DV?
Well, I'll tell you, it's different with the blocks and periods, but outside of like that stuff, the kids are about the same. But academically and athletically, I think DV is kind of a little bit above where they are right now at the moment. So there's some adjustments, but overall, it's been pretty awesome.
What's your favorite part about coming to DV?
I'd say my favorite part so far has been my teachers and the fellow teachers and students that I'm working with. It's really fun to be involved, and I like to be as involved as possible. So I help coach football, and I'll be doing track and field in the spring. So I think I really enjoy that aspect of things as well.
So what brought you to DV?
Academic and athletics were probably a big priority of mine. When looking at schools, and DV kind of stood out among all the rest, so that definitely helped out a lot.
So what was the application process like to apply here?
You know, I found out that they were hiring, and I put in a resume, and then I got called for the first round of interviews, and I interviewed with a lot of the administration and some fellow teachers, and then I got a call back for a second, and I met with a few different administrators at that time. And kind of, you know, gave a little bit more about myself, who I am, where I stand on things. And then from that point, I found out a few weeks later that, you know, they were going to offer me. And it was pretty awesome.
So you were saying how athletics was part of the reason why you wanted to come here.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly did you get to become a coach for some of our high school teams?
During the interview process, I had been reached out to by Mr. Lordy. They had said that they, you know, greatly value teachers that are stakeholders outside of the classroom as well as within the classroom. You know, I'm a big believer that anything you coach is just an extension of the classroom, and that helps with the buy-in of the kids and the students and whatnot. You know, I told them that, you know, it's a big priority of mine to be involved with these things, and they, you know, they loved it. And so, you know, we went from there.
What exactly are you coaching? Like you said, you're on the football team.
Yeah,
like...
football and track and field. I'll be helping with shot put and discus and anything else that they need, really. You know, I'm able to help with whatever is needed and whenever it's needed.
What assistant coach are you on the football team? Like offensive line,
wide
receivers?
I help with the offensive line. Primarily, that's what I played in high school and college. So that's kind of where I help out the most. But defensive line as well, if it's needed.
This is Michael Laro and Shannon Eby interviewing Mr. Freddie Moran on 106.9 WYNY. I was talking to Ms. Lordy, and she told me that you were in the military at some point before this.
Yeah, I was in the Army. I was an infantryman from 2011 to 2016, and I was stationed in Germany for four of those years, and then I went to Afghanistan once, and it was an awesome experience. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
If you don't mind me asking, what made you want to start teaching after being in the military?
Well, I found out quickly, you know, in the military, especially when you become a leader in that phase, a lot of it translates straight to teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in charge of the health and welfare of your soldiers. And as a machine gun team leader, I had to teach these new guys, you know, all the rules, the SOPs, the standard operating procedures, machine gun theory. And I found that I really enjoyed the teaching aspect of it, regardless of the content that was being taught. I enjoyed, you know, reaching out to the soldiers and giving these lessons on enfilade, defilade fire, and support by fire positions, and all the things that we do. And it was just a fun process. And that's when I pretty much realized that, you know, I want to keep doing that with a lot less of the stress of the infantry and all that other stuff.
Did you go to college before or after being in the military?
So both. Actually, so I went to college right out of high school, and I eventually left that early and joined the military, and that was in 2011. And then after getting out, because I was originally planned to make that a career, the military, but after I got back from Afghanistan, I had a family and everything, and it's really hard to prioritize a family and the Army at the same time, because you're gone so much, especially being in the infantry. We're always training and we're always off, and then, you know, I was in Afghanistan when my son was born, and that was a hard time for my wife. And through that process, I knew I wanted something that would give me more time with my family. And I couldn't think of a better, you know, occupation than teaching for that, to be around them, to be with them, to have the ability to, you know, spend nights with them and not have to go off and be away for weeks or months or years at a time.
So now that you're here, what subjects are you teaching at DV?
So I teach geography, American studies, and history through the media. And then I'll be teaching social problems next. semester.
Oh, nice. So. Mr. Gelderman, the teacher who formerly retired and now that you're teaching for, taught military history. Do you have any interest in maybe picking that up again?
Yeah, so I've talked to Mr. Nielsen about that, and I'm very interested in that because that's like exactly, you know, I have a lot of background in the military, obviously. And mm-hmm. so I definitely would love to pick that class back up again and get it going again and just, you know, dive into that. I think that'd be an awesome time. I think there's a lot of interest in it. I think a lot of kids, the military kind of piques a lot of people's interest for many different reasons, not just the desire to go into it, but it's just a great subject. It really goes hand in hand with the American history and the American story, and it's something that, you know, I have a lot of personal insight into.
Well, that's all we have for today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. It was really nice talking to you. This was, I think, one of the most interesting interviews that I've done so far.
Awesome. Right on.
And this was, again, I'm Michael Laro. Shannon Eby was also here interviewing, and this we were talking to Mr. Freddie Moran.